It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people. I'm gonna take his face off.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
All right. So, the Simpsons episode I want to talk about, mainly because I caught it in rerun last week, is called The Bob Next Door. It's from 2010. And it is, of course, a later Simpsons episode and a Sideshow Bob episode. You know, so much is made about how The Simpsons is not good or as good as it used to be. I agree that it's not as good as it used to be, but there are still some wonderful episodes to be seen that are coming out now and that came out in the last 10 years. What was really, like, kind of weird to me about this one is that I had never seen it before, and I was, like, really, really delighted, because whenever some Simpsons episode comes on that I've not seen before, it's, like, really unusual. In 2010, I was watching The Simpsons all the time because I had a job working for a TV company where I had to write about TV shows as they were airing so that people could take quizzes about them later. But what was weird about it was that it was for a British audience. And I saw all of the new ones that sort of came to the UK slightly late. And that's like kind of how I got my Simpsons fix in those days, because I didn't like use Hulu or have a TV or anything. And I'm wondering if maybe that episode never aired in the UK, and that's why I never saw it. And I was wondering why. Like, what about it might be so weird? It's a Sideshow Bob episode. It is a parody of the movie Face Off, which I think is brilliant because the Sideshow Bob episodes, like, always have a life of their own. They're like action movies. And Face Off is an amazing action movie to parody because it's so horrible and so entertaining at the same time. The Simpsons get a new neighbor named Walt Warren, and Bart alone recognizes that the neighbor is actually Sideshow Bob, even though he has a different face. And it's later discovered that it is, in fact, Sideshow Bob, and that in prison he operated on another prisoner named Walt Warren so that they could switch faces. And then they find the real Walt Warren, and he kind of helps them convict Sideshow Bob again. Walt Warren, not seen again, is notable for having a Jimmy Stewart voice. A lot of, like, incidental people in Simpsons land have a Jimmy Stewart voice, and people don't really talk so much about that. They talk more about the Charles Bronson voice. But I think that that's interesting. What I really like about the Sideshow Bob episodes is that they are they're sort of a mini series of their own, just like the Halloween Treehouse of Horror episodes. There's sort of a different language used in those. It's like the one time when we see Bart terrified all the time which is great because he's usually not afraid of anything. Kelsey Grammer is so funny, and like, you always sort of can tell that he's having a great time, and by now he's so comfortable doing Simpsons that it's like a joy. And like I said before, they're like action movies, so there's a lot of excitement and, you know, funny action sequences that happen. In this one, another thing that I loved was that they remembered Sideshow Bob's fondness for Gilbert and Sullivan light opera. And at one point, Bart and Milhouse try to bait Walt Warren, or who is assumed to be Walt Warren, by singing the Mikado, Three Little Maids from School to him, and he doesn't react, but then later on he reacts. And I like that they used a different musical than before. In the Cape Fear episode, you'll recall, Sideshow Bob performs the entire musical, HMS Pinafore. It made me realize that I like Gilbert and Sullivan, too. Well, that's all I want to say about that for now. Next week, I will talk about a different episode. I want to talk about all different, you know, ones from just a little while ago and super old ones and, you know, ones that I like, ones that I don't like. I invite your comments about this feature and about this episode. Thank you for listening. Well, there you have it. That was the very first Simpsons time ever heard on Nazario Scenario. And I will say again, thank you for listening. I was off to quite a shaky start in that, my Simpsons Time debut. My name is Amanda Nazario. If you are curious to hear a rebigulated version of Simpsons Time, you may tune in to my radio show, Nazario Scenario, on WFMU's Give the Drummer Radio each Wednesday afternoon.